This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There are two different kind of angles on this thing. So, one, Alex Wright's extension yesterday, does that give you any indication to Andrew Berry's future? Does that mean he's going to be extended? And, Dan, I don't think you had a chance to answer this. So, I want you to answer this a second after I take a phone call. Is that good? Is that what you want? Is that what you want? Hang on to that thought for a second. David is in chagrin.
How you doing, David?
Hi, David. How are you?
Hi, guys. How you doing? You
good.
Know, we cheer for them no matter what. Go Browns, go Guards, go Cavs.
Absolutely.
Love them, go Cleveland.
Yeah.
They're solving problems.
Did Andrew Berry draft Alex Wright?
Yes.
So one of his earlier draft picks is now going to be extended by him, and when you put that flavor in your mouth, it tastes pretty good for this contract that he's offered him.
Yeah.
It's about right.
Yeah.
So now, Andrew Berry, you want to talk about whether he's on the hot seat, and you say, oh, he had a really great draft, this one draft. Really great. Maybe that'll keep him in Cleveland. Well, GM's got to do a lot of other things. So when he goes ahead and extends his early draft pick, he's showing, not only did I have a good draft here, we're extending, you know, lasting pieces of our team based on my drafts in the past. He's trying to pad his resume and look good in more ways than just I had a good draft. So he's actually patting himself on the back with this extension. I don't think it tells anything about what the team is going to do with Andrew Berry. I think it's Andrew Berry saying, look at me. I'm a long-term guy at GM. I keep the guys here. I'm still upset Mitchell Schwartz got away. That was our right tackle.
Yeah, that wasn't that Mitchell Schwartz deal was a weird deal, man. That was goofy.
Yeah.
That was good. But that wasn't Andrew, though. Mitchell Schwartz wasn't Andrew, was it?
No, it wasn't him, I still think a good GM can hold on to the talent that you raise, and when they're finally getting better and a worthy, solid piece of your team, they leave.
Yeah,
you have to be a good GM to not just pick them, but to also keep them.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I'll buy what you're selling. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Look, if you go back and look at that Alex Wright class, who's left? Alex Wright, Jerome Ford? Who else from 22 is still on the roster? I think it's just the two of them.
Is that the JOK draft, or was the JOK draft the year before?
Oh, that's a good question. I can't.
Because I still think JOK is a success.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. That's a freak situation, and I hope he's okay, and I hope he can play football again. But more than anything, I hope he lives a life of no issues. Like, that's the number one thing with JOK. So I would still call that a success with a freak injury on top of it.
Yeah. Let's see.
Is that the JOK draft, or is he 21?
No, he was 21.
He was 21.
You're
okay.
Off by a year.
I thought so.
But, I mean, I'll say this again. I can't remember the last time we felt this good about a draft class and the contributions that you're getting for them.
It doesn't happen. It's not that Seahawks draft. It's not that Saints draft where everybody points to in circles how everybody was great. But this is a really good foundational building block draft.
You'll have had production out of every one of the rookies that he's drafted, right? I'm just trying to think. Fannin, yes. Sanders, yes. Gabriel, yes. Sampson, yes. Judkins, yes. Graham, yes. Schlesinger, yes.
So life is a matter of framing things, right?
Yeah.
I think if we walked up to every single fan and said, hey, Andrew Berry is going to have a draft where he's only going to misfire on two picks, what would people think?
Oh,
and
they'd
even
be,
that,
oh, they'd
and
be
even
ecstatic.
That's up in the air. And even the two picks themselves are up in the air. We're going to see what Shedeur Sanders could do this weekend. You could sub in Dylan Sampson to that spot if you would like, whatever you prefer.
You realize that after Sanders start, right? Didn't Sampson start at the beginning of the season when Judkins was out, right?
Right, and I think he looks pretty good.
All seven guys will have started at least two games.
If you walked up to a Browns fan on the street and said, hey, a draft is going to take place where everybody is going to have some kind of contribution to this team. Now, granted, the team is not good, but more than anything else, five of those guys off the rip, you're going to look at and go, yeah, that's something we can build around. You would call that a slam dunk success.
Considering you also doubled up on two of the positions, right? You took two quarterbacks and two running backs.
Two running backs.
Mm. I feel good about this draft. In fact, I feel so good about this draft that, you know, if Barry's back next year, it's a lot of it's based on this. It's all based on this. It's based on the fact that let's see. Schlesinger's a home run, right?
Yeah, without question.
Mason Graham's been a
good
double, triple? What do you want to call it?
I think that guy is, I would call it a double right now with the chance of being a triple.
All right. Judkins is a home run.
Especially what he's been able to do to get Miles Garrett open too.
Yeah, is Judkins a home run?
Yeah.
Triple? I'll give you a triple.
Yeah, he might be a triple.
He's a triple. Dylan Sampson's probably a...
It's just, if we're calling Carson Schlesinger a home run, I'd have to put something on that same level. You know what I mean?
Of this draft,
because Carson Schlesinger is going to probably make an All-Pro, he might be first or second team All-Pro.
All right, so he's the home run in this draft.
Oh God, yeah.
Okay, but so I'm saying Schlesinger's a home run. Graham is. I'll give you a double.
Yeah,
you
know, I think
rounded for third.
Chance to steal third.
Judkins, same boat.
Double chance to steal third. Yeah.
Sampson's a single, looking at second base.
Yeah, I like that.
Gabriel has been a single. Right, single.
Might be a guard single. Might have hit it really hard off the plate in our hustle and our best.
We'll find out more about Sanders this week, right? So he's coming.
At-bat still taking place.
He's coming. Yeah, he's in his first at-bat. And then Fannin's probably a double runner for third. Yep. So, I don't know.
That's a successful draft.
I tell you, that's a lot better than what the Indians are hitting right now. I'm sorry, the Guardians are hitting right now.
Heck yeah. You look at this. The win-loss record is always going to hold against Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. And it should. But if you look at the way that this draft...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Draft is gone. It makes a lot of sense to bring that guy back. Though he has his misfortune. Trust me, drafting Cade York in the third round still makes me want to barf. Like, that still is inexcusable. You don't draft kickers. And especially, you don't draft kickers high. Like, there's stuff in there that's mind-numbing. But he's got some stuff on the other side of the resume that looks pretty good. Or the other side of the ledger, I should say.
Yeah, all right, let's do this.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. Will in Brunswick.
I'm going to start off with like a controversy little take here. So it's crazy that every time we refer to the Browns, we think about baseball, and yet this is supposedly a Browns football town. But anyways.
I was going to go blue chip, red chip, and go poker on people, but I thought that just confused people more.
No, it's too confusing. Yeah.
So I'm a chef. So like if you have a box of lemons, right, then you start getting ones that are bad, if you don't pick those lemons out, the rest of them go bad. Haslam said last year, or at the beginning of the draft, or whatever it was right before the draft, it doesn't matter what happens this year, he's not getting rid of either of them. And that's bad because Stefanski is that bad lemon or apple or whatever you want. He is the problem. You cannot continue to go 3-10 or whatever our records are, how bad they are over 3 years, when coach of the year twice somehow, one being COVID year. So, like, it's just, you got to get rid of this dude. That's where we're at. Like, if we don't get rid of him, we're not going to be successful going forward.
Will, I think the guy can coach. I just think he's been handed some of the worst ingredients you can hand a chef right now. I mean, the pantry's empty.
We don't really do this. Where are you, chef, at? Because I'm coming out. I want to walk in the kitchen. I just want to see you.
I brought you guys barbecue before.
Dude, you're
how
in.
How are you, dude?
Well, it doesn't matter. You want
good to talk to you again.
Based on that food alone, if you want Kevin fired, I'm with you, man. Whatever you want, you keep bringing that food. It doesn't matter.
You want me to disown my kids?
Dude, you keep bringing that food. All right, kids, it was good knowing you.
I'll tell you what.
We had a good run for a couple decades.
Are you guys there at Black Friday?
No.
We are not. We're off that day.
We're not.
How about Wednesday?
Yeah, we're back on Wednesday.
I'll bring you guys barbecue. I'll bring you some man candy barbecue with some candy bacon and pulled pork.
All right.
Vodka barbecue sauce. I got you guys Wednesday. I will be there. I'll text you, Andy. I got your number.
Oh, great. All right. Well, sounds like a plan. Nice.
Get rid of Stefanski. That's my take.
All right. I'm sorry. Your food's excellent, but I'm just not ready to get rid of him. Just so you know. Thanks, Will.
you could talk me into it at the end of the year. If it is, I got a feeling it's going to be one of those where it's worded as a mutual parting of the ways. Like, I got a feeling that's how they'll end up doing it. Have you seen that guy? He's aging like a president. Kevin Stefanski. Sitting at the podium, he's aging like a president.
Yeah.
It's nuts how the guy is like, it's not, even the quick wit sarcasm isn't there the way that it used to.
No, come on. It's still there. It's there. It's just, it's got to be brought out. I just think he's frustrated. I think he is.
He's so frustrated with what
he's tried everything right at this point too.
I just look at the Stefanski thing and it just feels like it's run its course. And I think the guy is a really good coach. And I think he's really smart. And I think he will be successful. It's just run its course. It's just enough.
Let's go, Jim and Strongsville. This will be interesting. Hi, Jim. How are you?
I can't believe I got to follow a barbecue guy because that's like the worst lead-in ever.
That's true. If you can't offer the food, then I don't know about the opinion. Isn't it amazing how
some people know the way to our hearts. I can
be bought with food. Isn't that bad?
Most
people, like, what kind of idiot am I, right? Most people are like, oh, let me give you some cash. I don't want cash. I just want something to eat.
You just disowned your children for barbecue.
Well, I mean, good barbecue.
You're going to end up in a crooked home when they hear this.
Are you kidding? I want to be that guy's friend now. I mean, seriously.
Yes, how do you not? I mean, he's telling you what the barbecue is going to taste like, Jim. Come on. I mean, it's
Listen, guys, I heard you earlier. One, just to clarify real quick, one, I don't know that you can ignore five bad drafts and say, well, look at this draft, because when you look at the roster, we're deficient at wide receiver and offensive line and quarterback. And if we've seen one thing, Andrew Berry can't pick either of those.
You know, no one's been able to pick wide receivers. The best wide receivers that we've had here have come in through free agency or trade, right?
Guys, the biggest point to this, though, is I think what we know now is at least one of these guys won't be around. I agree with you that friction is really good. Friction is good for every organization. But friction usually happens, then you come to some kind of conclusion and you go public all on the same page. I think, obviously, somebody on the coaching staff wanted Albert Breer to go public with the Shador redshirt thing. And so when that came out, that just confirmed for everybody that Andrew Berry traded away Joe Flacco so that Kevin couldn't play him. We've crossed over from good friction to dysfunction. And I don't know that these two individuals – You can come back next year with these guys having gone public at this point, because there were no cracks. This organization never talks. Somebody leaking that about Shador, that's a big deal, because it's the first time we've seen it with these two guys. So, no, I think we've reached the aspect of the power struggles there. Typical Cleveland Browns. Now, I think there's a power struggle there now. I think that we've reached dysfunction where they can't get on the same page on, you know, if you get the GM trading players away so the coach can't play them, you got a problem. So I don't know which one it is, but I don't think these two can come back together next year.
Mm. All right, Jim, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Have a good weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.